Okay, welcome to this week's testimony on Inspired Faith Broadcasting, and it's one of our listeners who's a regular listener sent their testimony. You can send your testimony in to us. We play them, or we will record them every Friday during our live broadcast, and they'll be played during the week on the air. And we're going to be doing this. We're going to read them in the order in which we receive them. It's that simple. This week's testimony has been titled Throne Room, and it is from a regular person that comes into our fellowship room in the on the website when we're here on the air. Whitestone, his nickname is. And here's, I'm reading Whitestone's words. Now listen, there may be questions. In the middle of my worship time, I began to focus on the majesty of God, and I began to feel a strong urge to lower my head and to bow before him in worship. As I began to bow, suddenly I was no longer in the place as when I began to worship. It was as though I had been snatched out of the room and I was in, and now found myself in a huge courtyard. As I entered further into this huge place, I saw 12 men to my left dressed in olive green robes. They were dressed in the same unique clothing, and they were smiling as if they knew something was about to happen. They never said a word. They just stood there in silence. As I turned my attention away from the 12 men, I saw a very large and wide golden structure reaching up for what must have been over 200 feet. As my eyes followed this golden structure all the way to the top, I saw what looked like the form of a man standing at the summit and looking at me as I walked into the room. As my eyes scanned back down towards the bottom of this structure, I saw an opening the size of two double doors. And inside the entrance, there were red-hot coals of fire that burned brightly. As I paused to look at the coals, an angel dressed in a white robe and who wore a white headpiece crossed my path of vision and approached the opening at the base of the golden structure. In his hands was a long rod with a spoon at the end. As he did this, a mist would form and the mist would rise up the golden structure, much like smoke in a chimney. And when he completed his task, he turned and another angel came into the opening, much like the first, and did exactly the same. He inserted the rod into the opening and then turned his hand to drop a substance from the spoon onto the coals of fire. One by one, seven angels would come behind the other, all performing the same function. After seeing the same thing performed over and over, I began to look back up to the top of the large golden structure to see if I could still see the person at the top. To my surprise, the mist that had been formed at the base of the structure was now coming up before the man at the top, and the mist surrounded him like a cloud. I began to ask, "What is this I'm seeing?" But before I could get the words out of my mind even, an answer came rushing back to me, saying, "These are the prayers of the saints being offered upon the coals of purification, and they come up before me." I then asked, "How can there only be seven angels bringing the prayers of your people? Surely there are thousands of people praying right now." And a voice spoke to me again and said, "In heaven there is no such thing as time." And for some reason, that answer satisfied me. As I walked closer to this massive structure, I saw there was a great walkway, much like a ramp, that led to the top. I began to feel a need to ascend up the ramp that led to the summit of this huge throne. And as I began to walk up the ramp, I suddenly began to feel the weight of sin in my life. I knew I did not deserve to be in this holy place. Every step became more and more difficult, and I began to weep uncontrollably. As the weight of my sin grew, I began to say to myself that I am truly a wicked man. And fear now began to come upon me as I realized I had known this. As I realized I was known for who I was. I was known for who I was. And I began to fear greatly. Then suddenly, just as quickly as I had felt the weight of sin, I began to feel an overwhelming sense of love that was beyond human understanding. And I no longer felt any of the sin. All I could feel now was wave after wave of love coming towards me as though I was at the beach and the waves of the water were rushing upon me. Just at that moment, I understood perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. I cried out to God, "How can you love me this much?" At this point, I fell on my face and began to crawl. Now, instead of the weight of the sin slowing me in my efforts to reach the top, the weight of his wonderful love humbled me. When I finally reached the summit of the throne, I began to slowly lift my head up to see the one who was standing there, when suddenly my eyes saw someone whose feet had been pierced. At this point, it all came together, and I began to weep again at the reality of what was happening to me, and the fact that before me was the Lord, and I knew the reality of the cross. The holes in his feet were not little ones. No, surely large spikes caused them. The magnitude of what I was now seeing with my eyes was more than I could contain, and I crumbled and wept greatly. Here before me stood the Holy Lamb of God, and I was speechless. All I could now think of is, why did you have to die on a cross like that? And then I heard him say, "I did this because I love you." Then the Lord reached down and took my left hand and placed something into my palm and closed it. Later, after I was able to, I opened my hand to see a little white stone with writing and words I could not understand, and I heard the Lord say, "Now go your way." At this point, I found myself back in the room where the experience had originally begun, and I was speechless and just had to sit down. I had to recover. And when I was able to, I began to pray to the Lord for confirmation in his word of what had happened to me. I needed something to back up what happened to me. "Lord, give me something to help me explain what happened," I prayed. And a gentle voice then spoke to my heart. It said, "Turn to the book of Revelations." As I opened my Bible, the pages opened to chapter 2, verse 17, which states, "To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knows saving he that receives it." How perfect! How perfect it all now seemed. What a gift. The vision and the understanding just seared my consciousness. I knew that I'd been given an awesome experience and one that I had to share with others. I now have a deeper understanding of the holiness of the Lord and the magnitude of the love he has for his people. That even our prayers must be purified before they can come before the Lord gives us a little glimpse into the beauty and holiness of the Lord. He is truly holy. How careless we have become as a people. How careless and reckless are the prayers of an unholy people. How careless are some of the prayers that reach heaven's gate and are poured onto the coals of purification. Where's the fear of the Lord and the spirit of worship that truly belongs to our God? I offer this to you today in hopes that it will stir your heart to approach the great and living God with a greater sense of reverence and understanding. He only awaits your prayer. Not only is he waiting for your prayer, he awaits your fellowship. Press on, my brothers and sisters. Press on into the holy presence of the Lord. Come before him with clean hands and a clean heart. Offer up to him a praise for a grateful heart. Embrace his love and be careful to thank him for all that he has done for you. Be yourselves holy only as he is holy. God bless you richly. Signed, White Stone. Thank you so much for sharing this testimony with us, Whitestone. And I encourage all of you to send me your testimony, your experience that we can read and share with others. It's so important to share together. Tune in next week, the same time. Mark it down on your calendar, the time, the day of the week, and listen for another testimony from one of the believers that are regular listeners to our radio program. And if you're not a regular listener, send it anyway. We will read it. God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening.